Welcome to today's French Cat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Balloon Fest committee member Jason Hartson joins us on today's program to preview the weekend experience for pilots in this year's Red Rock Balloon Fest.
Well, Jason, for the third year in a row, I've had the chance to talk to you before the annual Balloon Fest, and it's always nice to have you back from the pilot's perspective as a member of this committee. For folks who are wondering all about the balloon side of things, they may see some of the activities at the beach. When are they going to launch, and who are some of the pilots that are going to be coming in? Because I understand there's more than 30 coming in this weekend.
Yes, we have 33 pilots coming in this weekend for our sixth annual Balloon Fest. We have some coming from Illinois, some from Missouri. The majority of them are coming from Iowa, of course. Our launch times will be pretty much around 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. every evening. We do hold our mandatory pilot meetings. We have a briefing with them before we let them go find their launch locations. And obviously, our main target area is the North Overlook Beach area.
Pilots aren't only here just to showcase some of their skills to those viewing, they're also doing different competitions. What are some of the different challenges that these pilots will be competing in coming up this weekend?
Well, as a pilot, there's multiple different tasks that we can call as a committee or as a balloon meister. Some of those are just simply dropping weighted baggie onto an X, and obviously the closest one to the center wins the most points. We can do minimum or maximum drops where they have to drop one as far away from the X as possible and then try to get two baggies as close as possible. So we have different options and different tasks that we can all call, and they're all scored differently. But the ultimate goal is obviously getting the highest amount of points for each task, and then you win the event.
How did you first get involved, and what has really excited you about the growth of the Balloon Fest over the years?
I actually got involved with our event probably about 4 years ago, actually chasing after a couple pilots and just watching and being involved with that. I got involved with them, wanted to learn. One of the local pilots from Indianola, Jeremy King, taught me, got my license. From there, I've been part of the committee, wanting to help grow, help see it, get the community more involved and have fun with it. It's a great experience. I mean, it's family oriented and it's a lot of fun for everybody to be there. And it's just exciting to see the sky filled with different colors.
Well, and from your perspective, you've had the chance to look down and see what Lake Red Rock looks like from above. What is that view like for people who have never seen that before? And what makes that so special for those who pilot balloons, especially not just Lake Red Rock, but to see a very different perspective when you're up in the air?
Well, a lot of our pilots love this event, and we've got a lot of pilots that want to come into our event for that single reason. I think we are one of, if very few, events that actually fly over such a large body of water. And it's just a miraculous sight to see that from the air. And it was really interesting now with the core project going on, just seeing all the changes that are happening around the dam area.
Folks who haven't ever considered maybe being a part of a crew, I know that volunteer opportunities are closing up this week, but how can they get involved the same way you did and kind of get that behind the scenes look and maybe even get up into the air? Might not be this year, but how can they get involved with these pilots and their crews, maybe beyond even the Balloon Fest?
The easiest way to volunteer is to show up at the Holiday Inn Express. Be there by 5:30, 6 o'clock every morning or every evening. Come find me, because I'll obviously be one of the officials that's there trying to organize and get volunteer people to help with either crewing. I'll match them up with a pilot. We have scoring opportunities where we actually have to score the targets. So we've got different areas that we could use, you know, people. Come find one of us as a committee member, as an official, and we'll get you tied in and part of the event.
Once again, that was Jason Hartson with the Balloon Fest committee previewing this weekend's activities. That concludes today's French Scott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.